All right. This is really a big week for us. Watching Seattle, we've had a lot of chance to watch them. Going all the way back to last week, and certainly through the weekend and this week. There's no team or organization that I have more respect for than the Seattle Seahawks. I think that John and Pete have done a tremendous job with that organization. We spent a lot of time studying what they do, both on the field and in terms of their building, team building. Certainly learned a lot from them, from the outside, obviously. About tremendous respect for Pete. The way he coaches the team, the way they play, they have great physical toughness, mental toughness. They compete extremely hard. One of the best teams, one of the best organizations that I've gone up against in my coaching career. I just have tremendous respect for them. They have great players in all three phases of the game. They're a big challenge for us. They have tremendous talent, and they play hard, and they're tough. So, really kind of no weaknesses. They can run the ball, stop the run. They can throw it. They can defend it. Cover kicks, return kicks. You name it. They do it for 60 minutes. They do it every week. They do it against everybody, wherever they play, whoever they play, whatever the situation is. There's no plays off with these guys. And as I said, I think it's obviously a very good football team, tough football team, and a team that we have tremendous respect for. So it's going to be a big challenge for us this week to have a great week of preparation, be able to follow that up with strong performance Sunday night, which we know that's what it's going to take, and that's what we're pointing to. I've received a number of inquiries relative to a note that I wrote to Donald on Monday. Our friendship goes back many years, and I think anybody that's spent more than 5 minutes with me knows I'm not a political person. My comments are not politically motivated. I have a friendship and a loyalty to Donald. A couple weeks ago, we had Secretary of State Kerry in our locker room. It's another friend of mine. Can't imagine two people with more different political views than those two. But to me, friendship and loyalty is just about that. It's not about political or religious views. I write hundreds of letters and notes every month. Doesn't mean I agree with every single thing that every person thinks about politics, religion, or other subjects. But I have multiple friendships that are important to me, and that's what that was about. So it's not about politics, it's about football. We got a huge game this week against a great football team, great organization, and that's where it all is going forward. On Seattle. All right.
Coach, were you happy or annoyed that Trump read the letter?
Seattle.
But your team's always been good at keeping outside distractions on the outside. Given the nature of this presidential race,
Seattle.
Did you find it helpful to talk
Seattle.
To players about this? If any of your players talked to you about this?
Seattle.
Any concerns about any locker room rancor as a result of this?
Mm-hmm. Next. Good.
Richard Sherman has stayed on primarily the defensive left over the course of his career, but I know they do move him around quite a bit.
Yeah, they match him up against Julio. He'll match up from time to time. It's a game plan thing with him. I'm sure they feel comfortable putting him on, whoever they want to put him on if they feel like that's what they want to do. So, I think we got to be ready for him to match up, to not match up. But he's a great player. Obviously the great thing about him, among all things, is his ability to turn the ball over and the number of interceptions that he's had. He's got great ball skills, great hands, anticipation, awareness, and, you just you got to be careful throwing the ball in his area, obviously, you know, because of his ability to, you know, to make plays and turn the ball over. But, you know, he's long, he's fast, he's very instinctive, and, you know, he's a big play player.
Is Julio the primary example of guys that they've used him to shadow?
Trying to think. I mean, you know, I'd say it's, you know, two or three times a year, you know. I mean, Fitzgerald, you know, plays a lot in the slot, and that's, you know, I don't really think that's really his, not that he hasn't played in the slot. He does play in the slot, and when they go man coverage and the corners go over, he'll end up in the slot. So, I mean, it isn't like he can't play there, but, you know, I think, for example, matching up against a guy like that who's more of an inside receiver, didn't seem like they're as excited about that as they were putting him against, you know, a perimeter player like Jones. But, I mean, you know, we'll be ready for it.
Was Russell Wilson moving as much outside the pocket as he did early in his career right now?
Well, he can move when he wants to move, when he needs to move. I think that's a big thing. I mean, he's not a guy who runs to run. He runs and makes plays. So if you don't contain him, if you don't control him, if you let him extend the play, then you're basically looking for trouble. If you do, then you got to defend all the other things. But, you know, he's certainly capable of making plays in the pocket and out of the pocket. And you've got to defend it. And again, I think when he runs, it's usually it hurts you because you don't have a defender, whether it's a scramble for a first down or a keep off the running play or whatever it is. If you have a defender, then he'll not run. And, you know, he just makes great decisions. I mean, he's a tremendous competitor. I have all the respect in the world for Russell Wilson, both on and off the field. I mean, he's a tremendous player, a tremendous person. I've had the opportunity to spend some time with him. He's you know, a very competitive guy, great football player. And, again, when you watch him play, he just makes good decision after good decision after good decision after good decision, you know, and that's really what you want a quarterback to do.
Is he also the kind of guy that will hold on to the ball to the last second
He'll do whatever he needs to do to win. I mean, whatever you need for him to do, he'll do it. Throw long, throw short, scramble, not scramble, take a hit, you know, whatever he needs to do, he'll do whatever he needs to do to win. He's done that throughout his whole career, and he does it every week. It's very impressive. He does it every week.
Did he look to you like he was moving better because they've been talking about knee and ankle?
I just look at him play out there, and I see him make a lot of plays. And, you know, I mean, Buffalo's, you know, we just played Buffalo. I mean, that's a good football team. You know, I thought they played him well. I thought, you know, Russell and the offense moved the ball well, scored a lot of points, you know, against a good defensive team and a good defensive coach. And so he does what he needs to do. Yeah.
Bill, along those lines, having just been Buffalo, what are the similarities between Taylor and Wilson? Is there a benefit to having played Taylor twice? And beyond that, you mentioned he'll throw long. Is that a difference, too, in that he'll scramble, but also he still looks to throw deep downfield?
Yeah, well, I think a lot of those guys that scramble do. I think that's one of the first things you got to really emphasize with your secondary is, you know, the quarterback's out of the pocket. I mean, first things first, you got to take care of the deep ball, and then you got to take care of the intermediate crossing scramble type routes. And then if he runs, at least you can come up and tackle him. But as soon as you come up and he puts it over your head, either to the intermediate guy or to the deep guy, you're going to give a lot more yards. So, is it a benefit? I mean, it probably is. You know, I think they're both of those guys can run. They both can throw. They're both very dangerous out of the pocket. So, you know, the fact that we've worked against that, you know, worked against Newton in the preseason practice for that. I mean, I don't think that experience hurts. Different players, a little different scheme. That, you know, there's some differences. But, again, the fundamentals of keeping a quarterback in the pocket, scramble rules, you know, quarterback running, playing him like a running back when he has the ball, you know, knowing that he can break tackles and avoid guys and, you know, is just going to run and slide, you know, is, I mean, all those things are, you know, they're carryover points, coaching points. Yeah, sure.
How big of a challenge has Jimmy Graham been this year? It seems like he certainly turned it around that year last
year. Yeah, I mean, he's a great player. Does everything well, really. He's good after the catch. He obviously has great hands. He's a tremendous red area and goal line type receiver. It can hurt you vertically. You got to be careful about giving him a lot of room because he can take a short play and turn it into a long run. You know, kind of like the tight ends we have, they're never covered even when you're draped all over them. There's somewhere where they can reach the ball where the defender can't. And Seattle has a quarterback that can put the ball where the defender can't reach it, and Graham can. whether it's with one hand or two hands or whatever. So he's a, you know, he's a tough matchup. He's a very tough matchup.
How would you assess the job that Alan Branch has done this year for you guys?
Yeah, Alan's done a good job for us. You know, he's played more plays, more snaps on a per-game basis than he has in the past. You know, we have a little bit of, you know, youth up there, and I think his experience and the number of plays that he's given us has been, you know, has been good. He's not only played a lot, but he's, you know, he's played in all three downs in multiple situations. You know, and he's done a good job for us.
You mentioned the other day that you guys have put a lot of effort and energy into soft tissue injuries and how to prevent them and things like that. Just in your 40 years in the league, when did that start to really become a priority? What's kind of the history of that, and how many advances maybe have been made in that area more recently?
Well, I'm a coach. I'm not a physical therapist, so I'm not really as familiar with that as hundreds of other people you could talk to about that subject. I just know from a coaching standpoint that all I see is what's on the field. You know, I don't examine a guy in a doctor's office, or I don't look at a, you know, MRI scan or bone scan, you know, whatever it is. Like, I don't, so that doesn't mean anything to me. You know, I just know what I see as a coach on the field. So, you know, and I've tried to learn more about injuries, preventing injuries, training, so forth. You know, I feel like our staff's done a good job of that, and we've made some modifications based on some of their suggestions, but I still try to go on what I see and what I feel on the team. And I'd say the other coaches that I've worked under adopted maybe a similar philosophy. I mean, whether that's right or wrong, you know, I don't know. I know there's a lot of different ways to do things, and you know, we certainly have been progressive in trying to take some measurements and things like that to be more definitive with what, you know, an injury actually is or isn't, as opposed to just, you know, eyeballing or how do you feel, that kind of feedback, but actually trying to measure it. So, you know, there's some things. So we've done a number of things like that. In the end, you kind of put it all together and do what you think's best. But, I mean, I don't have any set formula for how all that works.
Like over the years, there's been a lot of movement between the Patriots and the Seahawks and players. Now you've got Branch, Pullman. It's not as much as has been in the past. But have you noticed that they look for similar traits in players than you guys do, or is it just a coincidence?
I'm sure there's some similar traits. I think schematically there are some definite differences. I mean, defensively, their scheme is, Pete's really pretty much coached the similar scheme since when he was at Arkansas. So I don't think that's changed too much, but I say it's a little different than what our scheme is. But I think, you know, some of the fundamentals of players, competitiveness, tackling, things like that are. I mean, players that fit into that category, I'm sure we like, Seattle likes, probably 30 other teams like. But again, I'd say more of our study of them has been, you know, less along those lines and more along just kind of overall how they put a team together, how they, you know, build their roster, how they manage their roster, things like that. You know, I don't think we're going to run their defense. I don't think they're going to run ours. I don't think we're going to run their offense. I don't think they're going to run ours. But that doesn't mean that, you know, there aren't some other similar characteristics. I'm not trying to say that, but I think schematically, you know, they're a West Coast based offense with, you know, read option, things like that. And that's not really what we do, but you know, they're good at what they do. We're good at what we do. So that's, you know, different ways of doing it.
Since they have been a successful team, are you more apt to look at a player that they had on their roster?
Well, again, I think it's gotta be a fit. And I think that's kind of the main thing, you know, just to scoop up guys that have been on another team. I don't know if that's the answer. I think, you know, if you have either a need or, you know, you have a certain type of player that you're looking for on your roster and that player fits those qualifications, then, you know, that wouldn't matter whether that player's from team X, Y, or Z. You know, I think you take the player based on how you feel like he'll do on your team, not what team he was on.
Now
Bill, a lot of people in this region have good memories about the last game with Seattle. Could you tell us a story about some good memories you have with your friend Donald Trump?
Well,
good fun experience.
Yeah, well, I could do a lot of that, but you know, really, we're just trying to focus on Seattle here, and you know, that's just a huge game for us this week. It's a great challenge, and that's where all our energy is going.
Actually, one more quick question: when you came in, when we were asking about the letter, you said just Seattle, not even on to Seattle. Is that because this was kind of noise that you created, and you wanted to just squash it?
This is where we are. It's Wednesday before Seattle. It's Seattle.
Did you vote?
Open to your team yet?
Who did you vote
okay.
for?
Yep, thank you.